This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. One of Ben Franklin's sayings has special resonance in West Virginia this week. When the well's dry, we know the worth of water. That's also the case if the water is contaminated. Authorities have now lifted the water ban in many spots near Charleston following last week's chemical leak. Marketplace's Dan Weissman looks at the everyday cost of going without.
Amanda Hardman appreciates her good luck. She's got a car, so she can get to distribution spots for bottled drinking water. Better yet, her husband's got an old house outside of town with a well. 15 people from 3 different households are making the trek for showers. But the water tank there is limited, so it's brought home some everyday lessons in water conservation.
You know, not to leave the faucet run while you brush your teeth. Not to leave the shower on while you shave your legs.
And that taking a shower is worth a 30-minute drive each way, even if that means other chores don't get done and social life grinds to a halt. Economist David Zetland wrote The End of Abundance, Economic Solutions to Water Scarcity. He says Charleston residents have at least temporarily flipped to a third-world experience of water. The real cost isn't just the bottled water and the paper plates. It's the time you spend getting your basic needs met.
In the developing world, young girls don't go to school because they spend their entire lives gathering water.
For today, schools in at least 4 counties in West Virginia are staying closed for both boys and girls. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.